WhatsApp 800-ALFRED. InsuranceMarket.ie.
सो यस, जॉब मार्केट जो है वो कंप्लीट शटर्स उसके खुल चुके हैं इस साल, बिकॉज लास्ट ईयर आपको याद होगा द बिग ईयर ऑफ रेजिग्नेशन था. तो अब उसका यानी हर एक्शन का एक रिएक्शन होता है. उस पर रोशनी डालने के लिए, बल्कि मैं तो कहती हूँ फ्लड लाइट्स डालने के लिए, आ गए हैं हमारे साथ स्टूडियो में हमारे गेस्ट
निखिल नंदा, ऑपरेशंस मैनेजर एट इनोवेशंस ग्रुप. अ प्लेजर टू स्पीक टू यू निखिल. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर बीइंग हियर.
थैंक यू गाइस, प्लेजर टू बी हियर. थैंक यू टू ऑल द लिसनर्स एज़ वेल.
गुड मॉर्निंग एंड होप यू स्टार्टेड योर 2023 इन अ फैंटास्टिक वे.
Always, 2023, you know, is a very optimistic year for all of us, and I think good things are going to come this year.
That's right. They say go for the best and prepare for the worst.
Year of new jobs, can we call that this year?
Yeah, surely. New jobs, new opportunities, you know.
New definitely. Operations, and you are in operations.
So tell us about your profile. Yeah, काफी interesting लग रहा है. Technological advancements in HR.
For sure, yeah. We've done a lot of digitization in the company. We've done a lot of automation in the HR and recruitment process within the company. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of intelligence coming in, pairing the right candidate with the right job.
Candidate with the right job. So it can be a bad combination as well. Wrong candidate for the right job and right candidate for the wrong job.
And vasta job also.
That is for the last question. But again, little more, we investigated about you. We got to know you have those businessman talents, couple of industries that you've been taking care of. Nikhil, if
for
you'd
sure.
like to talk about it.
Yeah, as a group and as an individual, we are into the hospitality industry, into oil and gas, into logistics and delivery services, debt collections. So we've kind of have companies in each of these industries.
Looks like you are about to make an empire around you, because he's been born and raised here. So yes, making the most of the region that he is in. Now coming back to the main topic, how easy it's going to be, or is it going to be an interesting situation? Because so many people want to either get back or make the most of the opportunities given to them by changing their jobs.
So yeah, surely. I mean, I think this year, or just in general, if you're looking for a change in opportunity, if you're looking to kind of move into a job which maybe gives you more fulfillment or more career growth or more monetary value as well, it is always a good time to take that step, provided that, you know, your career is stable, your talent is very, you know, specialized or niche. And if you really know what you want to do, then definitely go for it at all times.
You know, Nikhil is an HR specialist, and very interesting to know that, you know, technological advancement, jab humne kaha, so every industry is being infused with some technology. Jaise ki education edtech ho raha hai, finance fintech ho gaya hai, most of them. So HR mein technology, how is that playing a part in it?
So HR mein, there's two ways to use the technology. One is on the identification of talent. And the other is on the management of talent.
Okay.
So on the identification of talent, tech is really coming in into bringing in the intelligence to figure out what are the skills within this candidate and what are the requirements of the job, and can the AI kind of start learning that these skills within these industries are the right match between candidate and job. So that's a lot on figuring out.
So you feed in the information, the software does its work, right?
Exactly. So we try and profile every single candidate that comes into our system.
Amazing.
So whoever applies at whatever time, whatever day, gets a call.
Right.
That profile gets built, and then our engine starts placing them, recommending them certain jobs. So we're launching an app as well in the next month.
Superb, yeah.
But then the question comes in that how you can at least prove yourself a little better, so your chances increase to get that particular job. Where
algorithm, bataiye kya?
Thousands of people are aiming for.
Surely, no. It's a very good question. You know, AI algorithm can only do the first step of matching. However, then comes the human touch, and I think for every single job seeker out there, everyone trying to look for a new opportunity, I would say the most important thing is meet people. Meet as many people as you can, regardless of their position, designation, whoever they are. Meeting them will always open new opportunities, new learnings, new findings. And that's what we instill in all our recruiters. No matter who comes through the door, meet them, profile them, understand their strengths, and find them the perfect fit.
So networking is the key.
Key, always.
And industries, for example, yaha pe to oil and gas and tourism and hospitality and
technology.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's
numerous. Which do you see the top five or, you know?
So, you know, IT is obviously always gonna be on top right now because of our dependence on technology, like you said. The second, I would say oil and gas, I think this year specifically is going to have a big push compared to the last couple of years since COVID. Oil and gas, you know, was on a little bit of a hold because we weren't sure what was going on with many projects. And with renewable energy kicking in, there's a lot of projects in the oil and gas and energy side. And I think third would probably be aviation. I think aviation would be a big one.
It's interesting. Of course, these are the major industries and it's so obvious. But we were quite intrigued that the top jobs, psychologists came number one.
Yeah, even I was surprised too. I'm not going to lie about that. But, you know, I think it's coming from the understanding of employees, the understanding of, like I said, who is the right fit for the right job, the understanding of, you know, the kind of clients you're dealing with, what is the brand recognition. And I think psychologists bring that ability to identify whether your brand is resonating with your audience. How are you appealing to people that require your services, and accordingly kind of guide the business in that way.
And also because, you know, the low period that people have come out from to further, you know, diminish the effects, and they get back with the same potential to their workplace. Psychologists or psychiatrists may play an interesting role, so they can give their 100%.
For sure. I mean, psychologists can improve productivity, happiness, well-being, and all those things lead to a more productive workforce and a more productive business.
You know, Himanshu ka ek message aaya hai right now. He's asking us, he's asking you and me, but then we'll tell him that Nikhil's going to answer this. He recently was looking for a job change. He found an option where he was offered 1,000 dirhams less salary from the current package. Mm-hmm. But he was getting 2 days week, 2 days off in a week, instead of only one, which he has right now.
Okay.
So what should he do? Should he take it up or should he leave it?
No, that's a good question.
That's a very so good tricky, question. Right?
Very tricky question.
I mean, person to person?
Person to person for sure, but I also think long-term career growth is key. So if, you know, he sees himself in the new company in a long-term role, maybe that 1,000 dirhams will kind of, that increments will come much quicker. He can perform his job much better, get promoted easier, if that's more in line with his skills and what he's interested in.
Okay.
So if you can grow further and that job is more interesting, taking the pay cut might be a good option in the long run. But obviously in the short run, also to understand your finances, where you are in your life, your priorities. You can't kind of
excellent answer, I think. So, yani agar aap dur ki soche, to ye jo current job hai, jisme matlab job jiske liye you're aiming for,
right?
Agar future mein iska scope zyada hai, so ye 1,000 dirham to invest karne mein bhi hum kabhi kabar lose kar dete hain.
Right.
So all the very best, Himanshu, jo bhi decision aap lein, but good that aapne hume mauka diya.
But it is motivating agar aapko 1,000 dirham zyada mil raha hai in a new job, but agar aapko kam mil raha hai, that motivation factor, you know, diminishes anyways, right?
For sure. I mean, you're already starting the career looking like you're valued less. And
exactly,
that is something you don't want.
You don't
personally
want to do that.
But Nikhil, I have to say that last 4-5 years, it has happened to people. Himanshu to sirf 1,000 dirham ki baat kar rahe hain. People have been slashed to 50%.
Yeah, one third. Yeah.
And you know, they know that. Aur wo kaam bhi zyada kar rahe hain. Salaries us tarah slash ho gayi hain. But agar jis tarah inko chutti zyada mil rahi hai aur aapne bakhubi sahi kaha ke.
But wo 1,000 hame mahine mein lag raha hai. Saal ka wo 12,000 ho jata hai. And it's as good as, you know, education fees as well. So managing that part and living in this part of the world, this really matters, I think.
Surely.
Again, each to their own, you know.
There's no doubt.
Tricky, I said. No tricky doubt. Hai bohut, yeah.
Yes, and especially if you have other people in the house also earning. So then that might not
affect
that way.
But also there are so many things ki, you know, people upskilling themselves to match the job market current situation. What do you think about it?
I think it's one of the most important topics. And even us as a company within Innovations, we are looking at exploring more training opportunities more educational opportunities and seeing how we can upskill our existing educational opportunities and seeing how we can upskill our existing workforce to a, you know, more senior role. And I think everyone should focus on upskilling themselves in the things that they're interested in. Because then that upskilling journey is also easier, shorter, and you know, more satisfying.
And with this, a quick sports break. Uske baad phir se waapsi. If you have any questions, please do get involved safely on 0586861003. You can call us. It's a toll-free number, 800-881003.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rohit Kumar. If you're looking to lose weight in fast, effective and safe way, you can trust my 16 years of experience in performing weight loss surgeries. I also treat breast-related disorder, varicose veins, hernia, gallbladder stones, hemorrhoids, anal fissure and fistulas. I believe in a simple philosophy that no matter at what point of time in life or career you are, you should always strive to learn more and achieve more. Call me on 055-196-5678.
We have waited and wanted more, and now the best of the best are coming to the UAE.
Best of the best, you know.
It's the DP World International League T20, UAE's very own cricket league, starting 13th January 2023. Tickets on sale now, starting from just 20 dirhams at tickets.ilt20.ae. 6 teams, 84 international and 24 UAE-based players. This is going to be massive. Visit tickets.ilt20.ae to grab your tickets now.
Talk 100.3 Sport.
Football first and the big money transfers continue. Chelsea have signed defender Benoit Badiashil from Monaco on a 7.5-year contract. 21-year-old Badiashil has spent 5 seasons in League 1 and made 135 league appearances for Monaco. The central defender, who made his senior debut for France in September against Austria, has joined Chelsea on reported 150 million dirham deal. Meanwhile, Everton boss Frank Lampard says he's not hunting around for any reassurances, with his side 18th place in the Premier League table. Lampard is under pressure after Everton were beaten 4-1 by Brighton on Tuesday, but he says he's focused on the club's long-term future. Frank says, "I'm a big man working for a great club and I'll keep doing it. Let's see how long he lasts like this." In cricket, Usman Khawaja moved to the brink of completing a maiden test double century as Australia dominated South Africa on day 2 of the final test. The 36-year-old had reached a career-best 195 not out when rain stopped at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Steve Smith scored 104 before tee to become the 14th player to record 30 test centuries, and Travis Head raced to 70 from 59 balls after the break to further dash the visitors' hopes. In the second T20 international between India and Sri Lanka, Dasun Shanaka and Kusal Mendes smashed 50s to power Sri Lanka to 206-6 against India. Asked to bat first, openers Mendes made 53 and Pathum Nisanka made 33, shared a 80-run stand to give Sri Lanka a solid start. The visitors then lost momentum as Indian bowlers led by pace sensation Umran Malik, who took 3 for 48, picked a flurry of wickets. However, skipper Dasun Shanaka, who made 56 not out, and Charit Asalanka, who made 37, managed to take their side over the 200-run mark. For India, Akshar Patel tried his absolute best with both bat and ball, but Dasun Shanaka continued his all-round domination of India to bring up a 16-run win for Sri Lanka in what turned out to be a thrilling contest at MCA Stadium in Pune. The series is tied at 1-1 and the final will be played tomorrow at Rajkot, 5:30 p.m. UAE time. In tennis, Emma Raducanu criticized the slippery courts at the ASB Classic in Auckland after retiring from a second-round match with an ankle injury. The Briton left the court in tears after rolling her ankle during the second set against Slovakia's Victoria Kuzmova with the score 6-0-5-7. It is just 11 days before the Australian Open begins in Melbourne, and the match was played on an indoor court because of persistent rain in Auckland. Meanwhile, Novak Djokovic earned a hard-fought win against Quanta Halis to move into the quarterfinals of the Adelaide International yesterday. The Serb rallied back from 5-2 down in the first set and 5-3 in the second to beat the Frenchman 7-6, 7-3, 7-6, 7-5. Djokovic will face Canada's Denis Shapovalov today as he continues to build up to the Australian Open. Naomi Osaka could miss the 2023 Australian Open, which would lead to uncertainty over her future in tennis. What will happen with the four-time Grand Slam winner? Osaka only played 11 tournaments last season, but says she still has an itch to play tennis. However, now down at number 42 in the world rankings, it is not clear whether former world number 1 Osaka will get back to the top of the game. Finally, what a scandal in World Snooker. World Snooker Tour have confirmed that Hossein Wafai has been brought into the 2022-23 Masters draw as a replacement for Zhao Xingtong, who was suspended earlier in the week as part of the ongoing match-fixing investigation. The WST confirmed earlier this week that the former UK Championship winner Xingtong was suspended along with Zhang Jingkang, taking the total number of suspended players up to 10. Neither player chose to challenge the suspension, so Xingtong's place goes to the next eligible player, which is Wafai. And on that note, let's hope for a clean weekend of sport. Stay tuned to Talk 100.3.
This is Talk 100.3.
Continuing with Talk Breakfast on Talk 100.3. And of course, a job scenario khulkar samne aane wala hai. So many opportunities. Sometimes so many options also spoil us and get us confused. And that's why we've got Nikhil Nanda with us. Of course, man of many talent. Lekin is waqt hum concentrate kar rahe on one side of his, basically HR, you know, recruiting. Trends are changing. Are there any tips that people can apply on themselves and improve their chances of getting better jobs, Nikhil?
Yeah, surely. I mean, there are two forms of tips that I could give. One on the technical side, mm-hmm. Be very specific in your strengths, your skills. Don't try and generalize everything you've done, but rather show where your interest lies, where your strengths lie, and where your passion lies mm-hmm. within that kind of CV, LinkedIn space. It becomes easy to get lost in a very general sense of speaking about multiple kinds of jobs. But I think speaking about the skill that's best within you is the most important trick.
Mm. And ye jo list humne dekha, the top jobs of 2023, usme bahut aise skills bhi hai jisme you don't need tech, jaise self-management ho gaya ya team management ho gaya. What industries would that be, self-management and team management, if you could give a broader?
So I think industry-wise, it won't be too specific, but those kind of roles will come more in the kind of leadership positions or seniority or supervision roles, because the idea is when you work with a team, how do you make this team more efficient, more productive? And I think that's where these roles are so crucial because most companies now will always work within specific roles, departments where a team will manage it, you know, a few processes.
Right.
So if it's a big company and you're offered a small position, should you accept that, or a small company and you're given a big position?
Ooh, tricky question again. Another googly. But I would say, at least for me personally, mm-hmm. I do like working within a big position within a small company.
Okay.
Because your ability to change the way the company works, give feedback on maybe what's going right, what's going wrong, is a lot more transparent. And I think your growth within the organization is a lot faster and a lot more personal.
As compared to
a big organization, it becomes somewhat challenging for you because there are so many more layers. It becomes challenging for you to make an effect to the company on an overall level, and also reach, you know, further and further up the organization ladder. It's a much bigger ladder, so it takes longer to climb.
Sure.
So what are the things, for example, I take up a job, what are the things I should keep in mind? Job satisfaction is very, very important for all of us, ke we are happy. Growth kis tarah ho raha hai? Is there a timeline for that?
So I think to some extent companies will always have somewhat of a timeline because there is a monetary aspect connected to it. But as a personal opinion, I don't think there is a timeline, because if there is an exceptional worker or a candidate or an employee, mm-hmm. They will find ways to take on more responsibility, help other positions kind of grow in their own position. And I think when managers see an employee go out of their initial kind of job designation and look at other things within the company on how to improve it, be a team player, I think managers will always promote that immediately.
Nice.
And how far career counseling, helps you, Nikhil? Do you have any advice on that? Because at times, you know, people, they change their jobs and then they look back and say, I wish I took this step 5 years back. And they waited, or they were confused, or they were not confident enough. does career counseling help you in that, on that front?
Surely. I think career counseling will always be important. And like you mentioned, psychologists are the number one. And that's where it all ties in. Yes. Psychologists will help you figure out where in this current job are you not getting the right satisfaction? Is there something we could change in your role? And I think that kind of counseling, if you take on the career side as well, can also make you make a better decision on whether the new company is more suited to your skills, whether your current organization maybe has more chance of growth in the long term. And I think that will make a big difference for sure.
Yeah, very important ki we're living in times jape, you know, money speaks, I mean, it has great weightage. So when you go for negotiations, yeah, jab bhi aap apna
appraisal
kaam dikha ke bolte ho ki this is what I've done, are there any better ways to do it, or managers sometimes try
should
to
ignore? Should we write email or should we go and speak?
I think always speak very transparently. Mm-hmm. Approach your teammates, your managers, your supervisors with what's kind of in your chest. I think a lot of people hold it in, and as a result of holding it in, the way you treat your fellow colleagues and your managers changes. Mm. But I think when you let that out, you've brought it onto the table where we can all kind of discuss it and see what's the best way forward. So I'll always say, don't keep it in. Your managers will appreciate you professionally. Obviously, it has to be done in a professional manner.
Yeah, good managers. And if they discourage you, like quickly they remind you, time pe pahunche the. Then what should be the
chutti
next
ta abhi liye aapne.
Then the career counseling time.
Nice. But also the concept of 4-day work week. Are you for it, against it?
Tricky. I think 4-day work weeks within certain positions could be productive based on the kind of industry you're in, based on, you know, how kind of remote working, how fast-paced is your industry. But I think in, you know, industries like logistics, aviation, hospitality, how do you do a 4-day work week? You know,
hire more people instead of one person doing 12-hour duty.
Yeah.
Now people are used to doing, you know, three people's job.
You know, there used to be a time when my security guy used to work for 8 hours. It's now time after during the pandemic that he's working for 12 hours. So they've entirely removed that section of hiring one set of people, you know. So that's the tough times people live in. But yeah.
Surely, I think COVID had a big impact on that as well. You know, there were a lot of cuts and people had to kind of step up, like you mentioned. But I think every business will self-correct it, you know, correct itself going down the line. I think with the costs kind of rising, maybe now there's a pressure. Correct. But slowly, as revenues pick up, as prices rise, businesses will also start to earn more and thus be able to kind of make that back.
It's interesting you mentioned this. You yourself, as an entrepreneur, you know, leading from the front, having your businesses, there are many people who have been doing jobs all this while, but now they think they want to work for themselves. What would be your advice? Is everybody can get themselves into that role of having a business of their own, or some people are specially chosen for this? What would you say?
So I think managing or starting a business is a lot about timing as well. Mm. If you manage to get the timing right, if it's the right phase of your life, the right opportunity, maybe you met the right person, and all those things kind of click, I think always go for it. But I don't think it is something you can force yourself into. I have
pressure,
you know, I'm going to pressure myself. I don't have too many options, though. Correct. Let me go and start a business.
Okay.
It's more about these variables suddenly clicked in place. This opportunity suddenly came out of nowhere. Let's grab it with both hands because this is the right time to do it. And I think figuring out where you are at that point in your life, what kind of opportunity is presented itself to you.
Can you take that big a risk?
Exactly. And I think based on all those factors, always go for it.
Superb, yeah, Nikhil.
Nikhil, how people can stay in touch with you or, you know, get in touch with you if they want to?
Yeah, they can email me on nikhil@innovationuae.com. They can go on my LinkedIn and message me directly.
Again, Nikhil Nanda on LinkedIn?
Yes.
Okay, that's
right. Innovations Group.
Innovations Group, Nikhil Nanda. Thank you so much. Wishing you a fantastic year ahead. And of course, you're juggling between so many jobs and your talent as well. I think by education, you're an engineer?
Correct. I'm a civil engineer by background, and I'll never ever go back and change that. I love being an engineer.
You made the right decisions, perhaps at the right time.
Surely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.